Most cities want to control their own destiny, and Shoreline, north of Seattle, is no exception. But now a deal it hoped would distinguish it from Seattle has fallen apart. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph explains.
This is a story about self-determination through a water supply. Right now, Shoreline depends on Seattle for water, pipes, and maintenance. But Shoreline wants newer pipes than Seattle has been delivering. So a few years ago, it worked out a deal to buy back its own pipes. The two cities agreed on a price, and Shoreline's voters blessed the deal, which has now fallen apart.
We're obviously disappointed with it. They know that we're disappointed.
That's Debbie Terry, Shoreline's city manager.
The price became a bit too high.
That's Judy Gladstone, corporate policy director for Seattle Public Utilities. She's talking about the price to Seattle for losing Shoreline's water customers. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Judy Gladstone.
It was so impractical and so unreasonable.
Shoreline has only been its own city since the 1990s, and now it's learned that it can't fight the city hall next door. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.